This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. Our topic will be looking at lactation performance for feeding capsin to lactating cows. Capsin basically is an essential oil and therefore can have impacts on the rumen fermentation as well. It also can modify insulin response to cows, to glucose, and maybe to some improvement in terms of adaptive immunity. This research was done by Penn State University by Dr. Alex Histoff's group. Well, one thing they did is they did a meta-analysis, simply looked at all the different research that's been published in journals around the world, and they found 11 published studies. And to be in the studies, they had to meet four criteria. Obviously, there had to be a control compared to those cows that received the capsin treatment. Number two, they had to be high-producing cows in early lactation, less than 100 days in milk when the study started. They had to feed the amount of feed that was being fed to cows so they can monitor dry matter intake. And only capsin was the only essential oil that could be fed in the study. And that's because many commercial companies have it in their mixture of essential oil. The diets were very typical, 17% crude protein in these 11 different studies, 32% NDF, 37% starch, and 10.4% rumen degradable protein. These are really good diets. The average capsin level was 1.6 milligrams per day in these different studies. Dry matter intakes, basically the control cows averaged 55 pounds of dry matter in early lactation, where the treated cows were at 55.5, so no statistical difference there. Milk yield, though, there was some difference as well. The control cows averaged 84 pounds of milk, were capsin and supplemented cows 86.6 pounds of milk, and that was statistically significant at the 0.01 level. Because of the higher milk production, feed efficiency increased from the controls 1.6 to those cows receiving the supplement at 1.65. That was also statistically significant. And if we looked at energy-corrected milk, that same 2-pound difference existed there. However, because of higher components, energy-corrected milk, 91 pounds for control versus 93 for the supplement cows. All those numbers are statistically significant, which means that we can expect them to occur across various studies. Looking at some of the blood numbers, haptoglobin, which is an indicating of stress, was significantly reduced from 0.59 milligrams per milliliter to 0.40. That was significant at the 0.04 level. BHBA was also slightly raised, probably reflecting the higher milk yield along with effects of dry matter intake, and that was 627 micromolar for the controls versus 715 for those animals that were receiving the supplement. And glucose, there was an effect on glucose. The control, 64.2 milligrams per milliliter versus 62.6 for those cows receiving the supplement. So our conclusions include a capsin can redirect glucose to the mammary gland. Certainly it appears to have some effects on dry matter intake on a satiety center. The insulin sensitivity may be reduced in these cows. There was an anti-inflammatory response, which would spare some glucose for the cow that could be used for milk yield, which we did see here, and we didn't see a great deal of effect of dose variation occurred. So our take-home message is that this essential oil will have some biological functions in cows and can impact milk yield efficiency and methane production. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
USDA is out now with its new ag trade forecast for this 2025 fiscal year.
It's kind of a continuation of some of the short-term trends we've been seeing over the last couple years.
USDA's chief economist, Seth Myers, that is projecting U.S. ag exports at $170 billion, down from last year by about $4.5 billion. Seth Myers says, of course, he's not happy about the forecast, but he's not surprised by it either.
U.S. export value has been falling since 2022. But of course, part of that is because commodity prices were peaking out in 22, right? So again, here, exports falling in this situation isn't necessarily a surprise, perhaps, as commodity prices continue to moderate.
Meanwhile, U.S. ag product imports are projected up by over $9 billion for a trade deficit $45.5 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.